We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, segment number two, getting underway next with the Riley County Seniors Service Center. And our guest here this morning is Program Coordinator Liz Nelson joining us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on once again. Of course, activities are starting to come back to life here at the Senior Center. They have been for a little while, but things have been a little more exciting, I think, these last couple months, huh?
Yeah, you know, we have opened up on-site exercise classes again, so all our strength training and yoga classes can be attended in person, and that's been great. We're getting more and more people in, and we also have cards. People are coming back and playing bridge and pinochle and hand and foot and other games. So that's really nice too.
All right. Well, as we take a look at some of the events going on here, we've got about a week left in the month of May before Memorial Day weekend. You still have some activities to note here?
Yes, we do. Today, we have a Friday speaker series. So every Friday we have a 1 o'clock program. And today's program is on the Veterans Administration, and that's being presented by one of our new board members, Ron Atkinson. And he's been working for the VA for some time now in the Manhattan office. So he's just going to talk about everything that office, all the programs and things it offers to people. And it gives folks a chance, even if maybe they aren't in the military, to learn about things and pass the information on in case they know anybody that might be able to benefit from it.
Okay. And what time is that at today?
That's at 1 o'clock.
Okay. And anything else here in the month of May and then as we head into June?
Yes. On the 26th, we are having our Food and Farm Council program, and that is a new partnership that we have. So every month, someone from the Food and Farm Council will be coming in to do either a cooking demonstration or a nutrition program or food safety, just all different kinds of things. And we've had one cooking demonstration already that happened at the end of last month, and it was very well attended, and we had a lot of fun and a good experience there. So I would encourage people to come out to the Food and Farm Council program. We also will be hosting our Meet the Author. So if anyone here has ever heard Gus Vanderhoven on the radio, he is a local K-State person, and he wrote a book called Stop, Look, and Listen. This is Life in Kansas. So that was our book club book for the month, and he'll be in on the 27th, and we'll get a chance to chat with him. So even if you weren't here for our discussion earlier in the month, you're welcome to come by and meet Gus and get to hear about his inspiration for his radio program and for this book. And then the very last big thing we have going on this month is on next Friday on the 28th at 1 o'clock. We have Charlie Potler coming from the Kansas City area to talk about the life and times of Charles Lindbergh. And Charlie used to be the curator of the Childhood Home Museum of Charles Lindbergh in Little Falls, Minnesota. So he's got a deep knowledge of this and will be able to provide us with a really good program. He's been in before to talk about the Soldier of the Pacific. So he came and brought kind of the kit that American soldiers and Japanese soldiers carried when they were in World War II and the conflict in the Pacific. And so We had a great turnout for that program and a great response to that program. So, yeah, he's an excellent speaker. So that's going to round out our month of May.
Awesome. What a wonderful couple of opportunities there. And I think getting to have Gus on will be a great opportunity for folks. Heading into the month of June, what's coming up in June?
Okay, so in June, again, I want to encourage people and remind them that we do have all our former card clubs and card games going. We also will be having Bunko Thursday afternoons, and unfortunately, I ran into a glitch on my newsletter and my calendar, and I wasn't able to get those in the calendar, but I just want to put that out there. I've had lots of people coming in that are coming for lunch asking, when is Bunko starting? And so I just want them to know June. June is when Bunko is starting, and that's Thursdays at 1. But we have a lot of special events. One thing that's been going on this spring is Townie Tuesday. So if you haven't heard about Townie Tuesday, we meet one Tuesday a month, and we've been talking about different, kind of going through the decades and talking about Manhattan throughout the decades. But this June Townie Tuesday, we're going to focus on the flood. So we're going to talk about the 51 flood and the 93 flood. Those have tended to be topics that people kind of keep going back to. So we decided to go ahead and just devote one full Townie Tuesday to those. Another thing that's starting again is a beach museum program. We've had Artist Profile, which is part of the beach museum program, and Kim Richards comes in and teaches us about, or exposes us kind of to different artists. In June, she's going to start artful making again, and that's when you get to come in and get to make a piece of art. So this one is a watercolor project. It's called Birds on a Wire, and all the supplies are provided, and it's a free program.
Excellent. That sounds sounds like some good opportunity. I think the Townie Tuesday thing is great. And will you have Pat Collins at that by chance?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. He's a wealth of information on the 93 flood. I'm not sure about the 51, but yeah, definitely.
Well, that's good to know. Appreciate the information.
Absolutely. You have some concerts you've been doing out there at the Senior Center?
Yeah, last fall we did a couple concerts. We're starting them up again in June. We'll have a concert in June and July, and again in September and October. In June, we have Myron and Mila Snyder coming. They sing 60s pop songs and contemporary Christian, and we're also going to offer root beer floats when they're there. So bring your lawn chair and come to the east side parking lot of the Senior Center on the evening of June 16th, and it's a nice time to mix and mingle and hear some good music.
All right. Absolutely. Well, anything else here, Liz, that you want to highlight this morning?
I do. The book we chose for our June book club is 140 Years of Soul, written by Geraldine Walton. She grew up in Manhattan. She was, research librarian. I'm sure I'm using the wrong term, but she was at the Manhattan Public Library for many, many years, and she wrote a book about the African-American community, kind of like the founding African-American community in Manhattan. And so we chose that as our June book in honor of Juneteenth, and we've invited her son to come and provide our Meet the Author experience. So I want to encourage people to, if you've read 140 Years of Soul, come to our discussion and sign up to come and meet Carl and hear about his mom's journey writing this book about our community. And then I also want to just mention all of our Friday speakers in June. It's always Friday at 1 o'clock, So June 4th is Deb Watkins from the animal shelter coming, and she'll bring one of her animals with her. On the 11th, the Flint Hills beekeepers will be coming to present on beekeeping and the benefits and the practice of beekeeping. On the 18th, we have the state climatologist coming to the center, and she will be talking about something called the new normals, because we've seen weather changes happening, and she's coming in to talk about what's expected for this summer, weather-wise for this summer, and then also maybe some adjustments and changes that we can expect in the long term. The only exception to the timing for our Friday speaker series is Friday, June 25th. And that time we're going in the morning, and it's actually a tour. So we're going on campus. We're going to meet in the parking lot of the Beach Museum at 10:30. And we'll be met there and given a tour of the campus, because K-State is part of a Tree Campus USA designation. So the professor who was the one who kind of instigated the process of becoming designated as Tree Campus USA will be there to give us a tour of part of the campus. And then after that, we're going to trot on over to Call Hall and have some lunch. They've got burgers and sandwiches at Call Hall, in addition to their delicious ice cream. So that's going to round out our speaker series for June.
That sounds like a great time. Anytime Call Hall's involved in anything, I'm there. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Well, Liz, always appreciate it. Thanks for giving us an update, and have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That's Liz Nelson here at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Brandon Sokol from the Animal Shelter up next.